back. Hungary is exploring avenues for collaboration in renewable energy, IT, agriculture and food processing, among other sectors in Ghana, for mutual benefit. The Hungarian ambassador to Ghana, András Szabó, said Ghana's democratic credentials, stability and economic growth make the desire for his country to invest in these areas feasible. The ambassador, who arrived in the country last Thursday, has since presented a copy of his credentials to the sector minister, Ms. Hannah Tete. We bring you a news desk report.
Mr. Szabó, who is a career diplomat and former Africa director of the Bureau of Foreign Affairs and Trade Ministry of his country, said Hungary would be seeking cooperation in the field of sports with the hope of tapping the experience of Ghana in football. He said Hungary would also teach Ghana swimming, water polo and all sports related to aquatics. He said until 2014, his country had embassies only in Ghana, Ethiopia and Angola, but now the list is becoming wider. In 1987, Hungary closed its embassy in Ghana due to the collapse of the Soviet Union and focus on European integration. Mr. Szabó said, after 25 years, the country is exploring relations with countries in the South and Africa and is in Ghana as part of measures to reshape the Africa policy. He said relations between Ghana and Hungary in the past 2 years have deepened with reciprocal visits of the foreign ministers of both countries. A number of agreements, including economic cooperation, have also been signed, providing the legal framework for a joint economic commission. Mr. Szabó said Hungary has offered 50 scholarships to Ghanaian students to study engineering, science, medicine, and agro-industry from September this year.
That was a news desk report.